Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
If you smell what the Rock is cooking.
Wiener, deep left. Look at this. Steve. Oh, my goodness. He's done it. Jared Dative Wiener. Unbelievable. It is unbelievable. He's done it in his home ballpark. John Wiener.
That's not the Rock stuff. That's Rocky stuff.
That is unbelievable.
Yeah. Baseball season. John Wiener brought to you by Xfinity, America's best internet service provider, according to speedtest.net. And we welcome in The Rock. Hi, John. Good morning. How's everything?
Good morning. It's unbelievable. It's unbelievable. It's right around the corner. It's unbelievable.
Less than 2 weeks
away, baseball
Rock.
Season. Hey. It's baseball. I was thinking of something today, though, before we get into the nuts and bolts of the Pirate season. It's like 140 degrees out. You remember when you were little and even in through, like, Colt League and then Allegiant Ball and everything, how they told you, I mean, they would choke you out, a coach would, if he found out you were swimming on game day. How did that all start, John?
That's a great question. Yeah, but I know. It was amazing to me that the things you were limited, but you know us as kids growing up, you know, for me in the South Hills, I mean, we were out. We never stayed inside. We were outside every day. It didn't matter if it was 100 degrees or 30 degrees. We played outside. And yeah, in the summer, sure. Yeah, I guess it's because I guess every coach in every little league or Colt League or Pony League coach in America, you know, when they took their kids swimming, their kids fell asleep in the back of the car on the way home. So I guess they figured you can't play baseball if you're falling asleep in the back of the car. That's the only thing I could think of.
I guess the chlorine makes you tired. I don't know. Yeah, the chlorine in the sun.
Every time I went down to Mineral Beach and that, I fell asleep on the way home.
It's a long drive back up 88, Rock.
Yeah.
Man, we missed you.
All right, so the Pirates, it's 60 games. Are you subscribing to the theory that your warts will be shown, or that you have 60 games, everybody truly has a chance in this sprint, John?
I do believe you have a greater chance in a sprint than a marathon. I think, you know, teams with depth definitely would have an advantage. If you have a longer season and you're dealing with a bunch of injuries, I do think that any team can get hot for a couple of weeks, you know, maybe 3 out of 4 weeks in a month. I think that certainly would help too. Having said that, usually talent is what prevails. You know, the teams with the most talent are the teams that are usually going to come out on top. But teams with talent, like we saw last year with the Washington Nationals, can also struggle. I mean, their first half was historically bad for a team that won a World Series. I mean, it's pretty incredible the way they turned things around and finished strong and won a World Series. So any team can come out of the gates slow. Any team can come out of the gates fast. And so, but again, I think you got to go out there and you got to play good baseball. Regardless, you got to pitch well. You got to be able to score runs. You got to be able to run the bases and play defense. And I think, I love what I'm reading about the Pirates and their attitude and the way everybody's on board and everybody's excited. And and I'm hearing the word win a bunch. And these guys really do believe that they can go out and play good baseball and go out and win. And they're very excited about starting the season up. And for me, I think that's important. We're not hearing all the negative stuff about the coronavirus. We're hearing about guys that are really excited about getting back into camp, looking forward to a season starting, and knowing that they have enough talent to go out there and win.
How difficult do you think it could be for some guys, John, to adjust to life on the road? And now, life at home, we've all been adjusting to over the last 3 or 4 months, and maybe it's a little bit easier when you've got a home stand to just stay home before you finally get to the ballpark at 2 or 3 o'clock. But for the players who are out on the road, and they're used to, when they're out on the road, living life a little bit, will it be difficult to not live life as much?
That's a great question. That, I think, is going to be what's telling as far as if this season can be completed, if people can police themselves and keep themselves safe, which would keep their teammates safe and keep, quite frankly, the game safe. I think there's so many restrictions now out there as far as what you can and cannot do. Obviously, it varies from state to state and maybe even from county to county. But, our team, based on what I've seen in the last several years, I don't see guys out and about. I'm sure there's individuals that might go out more than others. I do know that they all have routines, pregame routines, where they might go out and get breakfast together, or they go out and get coffee, or maybe go out and get lunch together. And I got to wonder, if you can still practice that. I think they're going to be more vigilant in terms of where they go before and after the games. I also know that they used to go to the ballpark 5-6 hours before the game started, and I don't know if that's going to be allowed. It's going, I guess that's the one good thing about this, is there's only 30 days that you have to quarantine in a hotel room, and be careful. It's not 100 or 80 to 90 days that you got to quarantine in the hotel room. I really do believe that you got to stay on each other as far as teammates. I'm sure the coaching staff will address it with the players, that it really is. It's going to be 30 days on the road to where you got to be careful to make sure you're not getting infected, and not just infecting yourself, but you're infecting your teammates and perhaps Major League Baseball. So I don't believe it'll be that difficult. I think these guys know what they're up against and know, how important it is to get this season underway and completed. And so if you're that foolish to go and risk that, or that selfish to go and risk that, you got to check yourself. But I think these guys will be careful in what they do on the road.
You think it would have made more sense, John, to do 1 6-gamer in St. Louis or in a city like that, as opposed to go in there twice and run the risk of traveling twice?
For me, the travel, the big league travel, you're on a chartered plane. I mean, you got to make sure, obviously, I got to assume that the crew will be tested, the flight attendants, the pilots, they almost have to be tested. So you're literally the bus driver, I would assume, with all the precautions MLB's taken, you got to assume that the driver of the bus will be tested, to where you're going from the ballpark, which is under quarantine and only select people are at the ballpark, onto a bus where you should make sure the bus drivers are tested, and then you take that bus to a plane. You don't go through the airport. You go straight to the plane, and that the staff that's taking you there on the flight to wherever you're going, and then again from a bus to a hotel. The travel shouldn't be that difficult. I mean, our travel, the MLB's travel is awesome. It's second to none. You don't run into anybody. And so as long as those people are being tested, they should be okay traveling. Again, it's once you get to the hotel and being careful when you're at the hotel and not venturing too far from, if at all, from the hotel, that they should be worried about. But I do get your point, and I do think it makes sense, to play 5 in St. Louis, 5 in Pittsburgh. Okay, you wipe out one road trip. I don't know how the logistics of setting up a schedule works. I don't know how difficult that would be, making travel arrangements and schedules. Because I know, obviously, the computer programs we've always seen 2 or 3 or 4 game series. So to make a 5-game series, I don't know if that upsets the apple cart or not. But sure, you could limit how often you're traveling, but by doing that, I just don't know if it's feasible. But again, the travel in baseball is pretty it's pretty much quarantined as it is. You're literally dealing with maybe six people on a plane and two bus drivers that are, you know, that you got to deal with, you know, going from city to city.
John, we thank you. We've started our weekly visits with you. Oh, last thing about swimming. Can opener, cannonball, something else. When John Wehner was alive and he was jumping off of diving boards and into pools and everything in the South Hills, what made all the ladies swoon when they were looking at the Rock?
Oh, there was nothing graceful about this man. You're dealing with water and a nickname Rock. Nothing smooth about this man in a swimming pool. Anything to do with water. Yeah, it's I'm not very aquatic. But I would say, I guess, given the question, I would have to say the cannonball. That's as ungraceful as it gets.
Good stuff. John, it is baseball season. We're excited. Put it on your – I know you use your Google Calendar all the time. So put it on there. Tuesdays, 9:30. We'll be joined by you. We'll talk to you. We'll give you a call. And can't wait till next Tuesday at 9:30. Yeah.
Really looking forward to it, guys. Hoping everything goes smooth. We get this thing going. The Bucks are going to surprise, and we're going to have fun on Tuesday mornings.
Perfect.
Have a good week.
All right. Talk soon. Thank you much.
Okay. See you.
See ya. Oh, man. I wish that was the whole 9 o'clock hour, to be frank with you, Chris.
You're right. I didn't realize how much I missed Rock. Just. It doesn't even have to be about baseball. It's just he throws in a random Mineral Beach reference. That's my man. I love Rock.
He's right, though. Is there any proven theory as to swimming making you tired if you just stood in the pool and you just wanted to get cooled off?
Well, on a day like today, yeah, because you're standing out in the beating sun. If it's like a nice 84-degree day and it's not too hot, I don't know. Maybe the chlorine, and your eyes get all blurry and tired, and you can't see as well once you're out there. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know either.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.